Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Now, before you start calling in and writing in, I know you stats geeks and meteorologists out there, when they say a 50% chance of rain, that doesn't mean they're just throwing up their hands and say, we don't know if it's going to rain. It means that history under these conditions suggests that there is a 50% chance that it will rain. I get that. So, but they don't know. Right now, it's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New Jersey primary exit poll. Who are you voting for today in the New Jersey gubernatorial primary, Democratic or Republican? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. As Shamita said in the newscast, if you need last-minute help making up your mind, you can check out our WNYC New Jersey Candidate Decoder at WNYC.org, produced by our news team and NJ Spotlight. But if you have made up your mind, call up and tell us for whom and why. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Electioneering, welcome. We're here, and this will serve a purpose besides you just saying who you chose. This will encourage other people to go out and vote. This will give other people some context, even if they don't wind up picking your candidate. And, you know, we can have sort of the bigger conversation about the state of the Garden State. In the bargain here, did Chris Christie make the state a better or worse place than he found it? If you voted for Christie once, or if you voted for him twice, how do you see his legacy? His approval rating is the lowest of any governor in the nation right now, I've seen it reported. That means people who brought about his election and reelection have gotten disenchanted in the last 4 years. If that includes you, call in and tell us why and what makes what that makes you look for in your next governor, 212-433-9692. Or for that matter, if you're one of those who still thinks Christie is doing a good job. Now, if you're a Democrat horrified by Trump, how much is that a factor in your decision on a candidate today? And how much do you consider that merely a distraction from the state and local issues that you're electing a governor to deal with? 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, and here to help provide context, depth, and the meaning of life generally, is our New Jersey Public Radio managing editor, Nancy Solomon. Happy primary day, Nancy.
Thanks, Brian.
Can we clarify first, because I think some people who might be eligible to vote today might not realize that they're eligible to vote. Can we clarify who is eligible?
Everyone is eligible to vote. Democrats, registered Democrats and registered Republicans will face no barrier whatsoever. You just go to your polling place and vote. If you are not registered with a party, if you're independent, then you can go to your polling place and register on the spot for a party and vote in that party's primary.
So if one is not registered to vote, not only not registered in a party, but not registered to vote, you can
I misspoke. I didn't mean if you weren't registered to
right.
vote. If you're registered to vote but you're independent,
right.
you can go and sign up to vote in one of the political party primaries.
And that is so many New Jerseyans, because there's a high percentage of independent voters in New Jersey, voters who are not officially registered with one party or another. So you folks, if that sounds like you, you can go to the polls right now or anytime today and decide whether you want to vote in the Democratic primary or vote in the Republican primary. So there you go. And obviously, if you're registered in one of those two parties, you can go and vote in your primary. Nancy, is this one of those elections where the Democrats have their set of issues and the Republicans have their set of issues, and voters aren't even going to the polls with the same questions in mind, or not so much?
No, I think absolutely that's true. And that's probably pretty standard fare for a primary, in the sense that it really is the party base that is voting. And they're voting for, you know, which wing of the party that they support, or they're voting for the candidate that they think can best beat the other party's candidate. So although, you know, we heard from Karen Rouse's reporting today out in the field that, you know, she's finding people, and I've heard this from people, too, in the last few weeks. They want integrity. They want honesty. I mean, that's sort of a given. Obviously, people want that. But I think there is a certain a higher level of how fed up New Jersey voters are than others, around our region, in the sense that, Chris Christie, for whatever you believe about him, he has now been, you know, had some honesty and integrity problems that came up during his tenure that, you know, made him not as believable as when he was first elected, given the whole Bridgegate and the cover-up of Bridgegate. And before him was John Corzine, who, you know, you among Democrats, you probably couldn't have a guy who is seen as having less integrity. He is just has very little support here in the state. And then, you know, pre-Corzine, you have Jim McGreevy, who was, you know, had resigned because he was having an affair with a guy. He was married to a woman. He was having an affair with a guy who he put in charge of Homeland Security, right, you know, shortly after 9/11 in New Jersey. So, you know, there is a real issue around integrity, and I think there's an exhaustion about it. There is a real feeling like, which one of these guys is telling the truth? Because it's impossible to know going in.
By the way, a further clarification on who can vote in which party primary today. Maybe I was using the wrong word when I said if you're an independent voter in New Jersey. I gather that there's an independent party. So people can be registered as an independent, but that means you're in the independent or independence party. The really accurate word, as I think you were getting right, is unaffiliated. So if you're unaffiliated with a political party, you can register for either one today and vote in either primary. Independent, technically, in New Jersey is something else. So just saying for super clarity's sake. All right, it's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New Jersey primary exit poll. Who are you voting for today in the New Jersey gubernatorial primary, Democratic or Republican? And William in Englewood, you're on WNYC. Hello, William.
Yes, good morning.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Jim Johnson.
In the Democratic primary. Why Jim Johnson?
Because I agree with the issues that he expounds.
Like what in particular?
And I think he'd bring some honesty, like you're saying, into the process.
Some honesty. And what is it that he has captured your imagination with that he would seek to do?
Well, he seems to be people-oriented and not corporate-oriented. You know what I mean? He's going to do things, you know, that might, help the communities out, the local communities, more directly than just depending on corporations and these other entities that's involved in politics today.
William, thanks for starting us off. I appreciate it. Doug in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So who are you voting for?
So I'm going to be voting for John Wisniewski because I feel like he has a strong history of taking a fight to both sides in New Jersey and in the State House here. It's a pretty corrupt system in New Jersey, as it is, I think, in New York as well. And I also like that he went after Chris Christie in the Bridgegate investigation. I think we have some good candidates, but I really am hoping people don't vote for Phil Murphy only because I feel like he's bought his nomination, and I feel like that's been a problem in races around the country.
Doug, thank you very much for your call. So Nancy Solomon, our New Jersey Public Radio managing editor, I think we've heard the beginnings of a theme from our first two callers. The caller from Englewood saying he's voting for Jim Johnson in the Democratic primary because he's not corporate. I think that was a knock at Phil Murphy without saying Phil Murphy. Doug in South Orange there voting for the Democrat Wisniewski. Also taking a shot at Phil Murphy because he bought, as the voter sees it, the primary or his way into all these county chair endorsements by making big donations. And Phil Murphy is a deep-pocketed guy coming out of Goldman Sachs. So is that the basic dynamic on the Democratic side today, as you would describe it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was going to say, wow, we've gotten off. Our informal poll has gotten right to the heart of the issue. And I think what that is there's Phil Murphy, and then there are the other candidates. And the Democrat, there's a lot of unhappiness with Phil Murphy, but the vote is being split among those who are the other choices, primarily John Wisniewski, the state assemblyman, and Jim Johnson, and precisely for what the two callers said. I mean, you know, Jim Johnson has been a community activist. He worked. He led the Brennan Center in New York, the Center on Social Justice at NYU. He has been very strong during the campaign about talking about policing issues and criminal justice reform. And you know, those are issues that are going to appeal to a large segment of the progressive wing of the right. Democratic Party. And
he was also a Treasury Department official in the Clinton administration.
He was, so he has government experience, and he comes off very well in his campaign appearances. People leave his events going in undecided and coming out liking him, which I don't know, that might be true for most campaign events, but I'm not sure. I think we've seen that with the Jim Johnson campaign quite clearly. What's been interesting to watch is that the splitting of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party in New Jersey for this election has been what some analysts are calling a missed opportunity, that we're in a moment after the November election when the party really needs to find the middle ground between the Bernie wing and the Hillary wing. And we need to repair the damage, or they, the Democrats, need to repair the damage from the ugly primary of last year between Hillary and Bernie, and come forward with a candidate that they can really unite around. And so far, we haven't seen that. And I don't know if the engineer can grab it in time. It would be the third cut we were going to play. Stephen Danley, he's a professor of public policy at Rutgers University in Camden. And he spoke with us a couple weeks ago about this missed opportunity of not unifying the party during the primary. I don't know.
Here it is.
New Jersey could have been a beacon for what a new Democratic Party looks like. Phil Murphy could have been the candidate that we said bridge that divide between Clinton supporters and Sanders supporters. Instead, we'll see a candidate who's being essentially undermined by the progressive wing of his own party, and he may limp into office, but in doing so, he won't have the broad mandate or really the national spotlight that we could have seen here this year.
But let me question that analysis, Nancy, assuming for the moment that Phil Murphy does win the primary today. When he was on the show for a campaign appearance, he talked very much like a member of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. He called himself a part of the resistance against Donald Trump. He was certainly embracing progressive positions. So in a way, we have three progressives running at there are six candidates, but the three who are considered the major candidates, all running to be progressives. Wisniewski, who we briefly mentioned, was the head of the Bernie Sanders campaign last year. We talked about Jim Johnson, Phil Murphy running as a progressive Democrat. So why does this not go away after today, no matter who the nominee is? And then there is this unity, and then there is this opportunity, Phil Murphy included.
Right. One word, money. I agree with you 100%. And I think, you know, all of the analysis has said and shown that what we're seeing, I mean, you always see a primary that is geared towards the base. And so for Democrats, that's going to skew progressive. For Republicans, it's going to skew conservative during a primary. We're not seeing, but and at some point, maybe we'll talk about the fact that we're not really seeing that on the Republican side. But on the Democratic side, This race has skewed very progressive, and nobody is saying that Phil Murphy is not a true progressive. And there isn't a whole lot of daylight. I mean, the big daylight between the three top candidates is that John Wisniewski is calling for single-payer health insurance right. and free college tuition. But otherwise, there's not that much daylight. But what the problem is that I think Stephen Danley was getting to is that Phil Murphy, by virtue of having earned so much money, a fortune, working for Goldman Sachs, and by spending that money, giving it to county Democratic committees, he is inextricably now tied to John Corzine in a way that no politician in New Jersey wants to be. And he can't seem to escape it.
Yeah.
I never heard him address it in any way that left people walking out of the room satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he does have a compelling argument to make. He basically says, I've been raising money for Democrats for 10 years, and I've given a lot of money to Democrats nationally and locally to build the Democratic Party.
He was also an Obama appointee, which, you know, in fairness to him, I mentioned how Jim Johnson worked in the Clinton Treasury Department. Phil Murphy was Obama's ambassador to Germany.
Yeah, but, you know, I would say in that comparison, I don't know how much that helps Phil Murphy, because I think the perception is that the people who give money to the Democratic to the winning party for the presidential race
get
are the people who get to be ambassadors.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know that helps him so much. So I think this is the rub, right? It's not that he's not a progressive, but he is he really going to be able to unify the party, come November?
Mm-hmm. Let me take
ahead.
Another call, and we've taken a Jim Johnson supporter and a John Wisniewski supporter. Here is a Phil Murphy supporter calling in, Kristen in Montclair. Kristen, thanks a lot. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I assume you're going to ask me why I'm voting for Murphy.
Oh boy, you're breaking up really bad. I want this call to work, but you're breaking up really badly. I don't know if you can stand in one place, if you're moving around,
okay.
or give it a shot.
Is that better?
Yes, it is actually.
Okay, my kitchen. There's not a lot of daylight, and what I like about Phil Murphy is that he may have donated a lot of money, but he also has endorsements from groups to which he can't buy, as people have called it. You know, Blue Wave, Sierra Club, a lot of climate groups. And he didn't just get the endorsements. He's also worked really hard and had lunches and had breakfasts and gone to meetings and town halls and gotten his name out in that way. And people seem to forget that originally Fulop and Sweeney were the favorites, and he was considered a complete outsider. And he worked hard to get to that point. And I just want to also mention, since the ambassadorship was talked about, is for me that appointment was actually a plus, because he was the ambassador during the time when the cables were exposed, and he had to really, you know, use humility and use a lot of leadership to be able to work with the German government to get back that trust. Because, you know, I know our memories are short, but that was a really uncomfortable time for many, many ambassadors and many government officials.
After WikiLeaks released all those State Department cables, yeah.
Yeah, and to me, that shows leadership, it shows perseverance, and it shows humility. So
what's the biggest thing you want out of a governor? Policy-wise.
I'd like to be able to respect my governor. I mean, policy-wise, I want Planned Parenthood funded again. I want, equal pay. I want the progressive platform, which I really think, you know, my two choices were Jim Johnson and Phil Murphy. I couldn't even consider the other choices.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, between the two, I think they're both good people. I was disappointed in some of the Jim Johnson campaign tactics in the last 4 weeks. So for me, that changed my mind and helped me make the decision.
What did he do? What kind of campaign tactic?
There was a meme that was put out that was incomplete. It stopped at 2006, I think, and the only things on the Phil Murphy side were Goldman Sachs. I mean, I live in northern New Jersey. I have friends who are bankers. You know, they're not bad people. So
right.
That's not a good argument for me.
Got it. Kristen, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much. And now here's what we're going to do, listeners, as we stay for a few more minutes with New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor Nancy Solomon. We're going to shift to the Republican side and talk about the Guadagno Schiaparelli race, that's primarily that, and then there are three other candidates in that race too, and we're going to only take Republican calls for these next few minutes. So if you are voting in the Republican New Jersey primary today, who are you voting for the nomination for your party? 212-433-WNYC. Now that we've heard from some Democrats, our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New Jersey primary exit poll. Republicans, are you voting for Guadagno? Are you voting for Schiaparelli? Or are you voting for one of the other three? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Nancy, what's the headline on the Republican side? I heard it described today as they're running to see who can be the bigger, not Chris Christie. But I'm sure it's not that simple.
No, but it is.
Really?
I think it really is. I'm not Chris Christie.
I mean, the biggest not Chris Christie would be a liberal Democrat. And they're not running to be that, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, there are issue differences. There are policies and issues being discussed. But I think, you know, the top headline is, I'm not Chris Christie. But, you know, and as I alluded to before, I do think it's very interesting. I can't remember, since I've been covering New Jersey going back to 2001, I cannot remember a Republican gubernatorial primary that did not skew to the conservative wing of the Republican Party, which presents a real problem for Republicans. It was something Chris Christie was able to bridge, but it causes a real problem for Republicans in New Jersey when it comes to the general election and they try to win over independent voters, of course, and you mentioned how many there are, or unaffiliated, let's be clear. So I think it's been interesting this time around that Guadagno and Jack Schiaparelli, they're really running a moderate Republican campaign. And so that's something new and different. And, you know, otherwise the issues, I mean, you know, they differ about how they're going to cut property taxes. They differ a little bit, not much, on school funding. You know, and maybe Jack Schiaparelli's actually surprised me. I think he's been much more moderate than I expected. I didn't really know anything about him before the primary began, so I've been interested and surprised to see his issue, you know, his issue statements, and he's run a very good campaign.
Moderate on what, for example? You have a good example, top of mind?
Funding for women's health.
Planned Parenthood.
Oh, you're testing my memory.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's okay. We'll get some voters on here. So here's a Schiaparelli voter in Chris Christie's hometown, Mendham. Hi, Dave. You're on WNYC. Dave in Mendham.
Hey, good morning.
So tell us who you're voting for and why.
Well, I just voted for Jack Schiaparelli, and the reason is I'm socially pretty progressive on issues of moderate and social inclusion. But in New Jersey, to me, those all seem like important issues, but secondary to the dire financial condition New Jersey is in. It's got massive public pension debts. It's got massive unfunded retiree medical debts for public employees. It's got among the highest taxes in the nation. So I don't think more taxes are the answer. There's an exodus of people from New Jersey. So I'm voting Republican because I think that's probably the only hope of trying to get the financial situation in order. Because
And why not Guadagno?
Well, I just think that Guadagno's affiliation with Chris Christie will probably be a death knell in the general election.
Uh-huh.
So I think she's a perfectly valid candidate. but I just think that baggage would get in the way less, of any possibility of her being elected.
Less electable. Dave, thank you. Call us again. Allison in Sparta, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for WNYC because this is really helping me with my vote. I voted for Chris Christie both elections. I was very proud to be a voter. I'm sure everyone's throwing eggs at me right now through the radio. But after Bridgegate, I am now at a loss. I don't know who to vote for. I was leaning towards Guadamo, but I may go for Murphy. I just don't know what to do. I'm just at a loss. I'm one of those voters that, you know, my independent vote listening to your radio right now is really going to be helping me decide who, if I'm going to be Republican or Democrat. I'm really confused.
Allison, thank you very much. Well, I think, Nancy, confusion is a good point on which to leave it because it probably represents the state of affairs to a fair degree, though we certainly had plenty of certainty on the part of people who are strongly supporting their candidates. It is primary day in New Jersey. Continue tweeting. Listeners, you can electioneer on our Twitter feed at Brian Lehrer and other listeners like Allison who are still undecided at this late date. Go see what your fellow New Jerseyans are posting in support of one candidate or another. And we also have the New Jersey Voters Guide that Nancy and others have produced for the WNYC website. Go see that candidate decoder at WNYC.org. And Nancy Solomon, managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio, thanks for filling us in on so much and happy primary day.
No, thanks, Brian.